This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 10 days, people. 10 short days on that CNBC countdown clock. That's how long Congress has to decide whether or not it wants to shut down the government. The version of a funding bill the House passed today, along party lines, is the one that strips money from Obamacare, which means it's going nowhere with the president. And that is just the next 10 days. Sometime long about the middle of October, we're going to do the debt limit dance again. So, with apologies to Yogi Berra, yeah, it's that deja vu all over again thing. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark gets us going.
Once upon a time in the spring of 2011, we were on the brink of a government shutdown. It didn't happen. Then a few months later, we came dangerously close to defaulting on our nation's debt. That didn't happen either. Since then, we've had more scares, government shutdowns, the fiscal cliff. It's enough drama to want to hand Congress a cup of warm milk and read them a bedtime story. I don't know, maybe...
The boy who cried wolf.
You know, the one where the boy keeps going...
Wolf! Wolf! Hurry! Come quickly!
We hope this is the boy who cried wolf, because in that story, basically, it didn't happen.
Daryl West directs governance studies at the Brookings Institution. He says the reason these threats of government shutdowns and debt defaults keep being sounded in the last few years goes back to 2011, when a lot of Republicans were voted into Congress by folks who felt the government was spending much too much. West says they've used threats to show how serious they are and then talk themselves off the cliff at the last minute. The fear this time
is whether House Republicans are so upset about government spending that they are literally willing to walk to the top of that cliff and jump off.
That's something that Josh Green, who covers politics for Business Week, is actually kind of rooting for.
At a certain point, you have to kind of lance the boil and demonstrate to everybody, you know, who's going to pay the price if the government does shut down.
Green says a temporary government shutdown would be disruptive, but probably not do long-term damage. Defaulting on the debt limit, however, that's the stuff of nightmares, wolves, cliffs, and all. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.